RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning. 7 o'clock is the time here on a Saturday, June 9th. Thanks for being with us. It is Tee to Green right here every Saturday, your local spot for golf talk in Western New York right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Cozio. Thank you for being with us, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Thank you for being with us. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. And we are here to talk about the Women's Porter Cup, which is coming up next week. And we'll get to that over the course of the next hour. Lots to get to here on the golf calendar. Beyond the Women's Porter Cup here locally, next week on the men's side, the U.S. Open is going on. We'll get to that here coming up in just a little bit to preview that. And, of course, our expert picks. Those are all coming up. And with another major means another majors contest brought to you by Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. We'll have Ryan Hasenauer on at 7:50 to give you details on how you can participate in that event. And we've got a couple of people here from the Women's Porter Cup and the Porter Cup to talk about that. So before we bring them in, Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
I wish I wore shorts. I didn't wear shorts today. It's a little chillier than I thought this early morning, but thankfully we have our Donald Ross pullovers on to keep us warm here. And I want to say, before we start talking about the tournament, I played here Monday at a charity event, and I'll tell you, even every time I play this course, I get more respect for it. And the length of it, like, always talking about how short it is, at least for us amateurs. That opening hole's 420. 420.
Like driver wedge.
Yeah, well, actually the wind was helping, so it was driver 7-iron, which normally, you know, would be maybe driver 4-iron or something, but the course is in great shape. They are ready for this tournament.
And Jeff, good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Yeah, welcome took a in. Nice walk over by the escarpment at about 6:30 this morning. What a beautiful view. I've never seen Toronto so clearly as we could this morning, and the river and the fog. It's been a very, very nice morning. Always good to be here. Super proud of this event. They took a brand like the Porter Cup and expanded it into women's golf and have done a lot, kind of like the Masters did with what they're doing with junior golf and now women's golf. Yeah. You know, the Porter Cup's basically done the same thing. Now they've got a senior Porter Cup and a women's Porter Cup, and they've done good things with what they had with a very strong brand.
I can say they inspired Augusta National to
say that
their Augusta National's following the Porter Cup and what
that's
they've
right.
done.
Do they follow you on Twitter? Maybe they did.
They might have. Absolutely. Anyway, so we're here at Lewiston at the beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club, Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Let's bring in the first of our guests here today, the tournament director for the Women's Porter Cup. That's Brian Oakley. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Sixth annual.
It is.
So we're on to year six here. How has it grown from year one to year six in your eyes?
Well, as I've told you guys before, you know, the first year it was anybody that could swing a club that was a female, and it's grown to the extent that I feel bad I have to say no to some young ladies, and that's hard, especially when they're locals. But you know what? They take it very, very well, actually, you know, and our field has grown to 75 this year. We feel it's a strong field, so we're, you know, international again. But you know, we have some nice locals that are playing that we're excited about. We've got Mika McDonald from Webster, New York. She's a high school student, but she's got a lot of potential coming through. She won the New York State Section 5 actually last fall, and she finished 13th in the New York State Championships at Bethpage 2 weeks ago. We've also got Lindsay May. She's a three-time New York State champion, and she finished sixth this year. She's going to Clemson next fall. And we've got Marin Cipolla from Texas. She's an accomplished local player. She was first-team academic All-Big 12 this past year, which is good for her, and she's a member of the club, so we're excited to have her. And we've got, you know, Chelsea D'Antonio from Winthrop. She's from East Aurora, and she's got a lot of game. So I think she's played at least five times. So we're excited to have her as well.
Awesome. By the way, you guys know where Winthrop is?
South Carolina.
Rock Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right near. It's near Charlotte. I only know this because my wife there at Winthrop.
I believe there's a local guy that's the head or the men's golf coach there. Is that where Timmy Straub is? No, I might have that wrong. Actually, I think.
Okay.
I digress.
But Brian, you mentioned the from your description of year one to now and how you're having to say no to people, and you know that speaks for the growth of the tournament, that now the quality of play is rising every year. I'm sure you're proud of that fact.
Absolutely, and you know what, it's a testament to the young ladies that have come through here, and they spread the word and they go back and talk to their coaches and their teammates, and this year we reached out to a lot of D1 and D2 coaches, and the way they kind of twist it and sell it is, you know what, this is a great ground for you to come and view young talent, you know, for scholarships, etc.
Sure.
So they like that idea.
You know, I jokingly, but I want to mention, by the way, Brian Oakley, it's awesome that he wears an Oakley hat.
Oh.
Right, you know?
My wife bought it for me.
He gets paid to wear it.
I say Oakley should, I mean, there should be some sort of
connection,
you
know, here.
Yeah, that's sponsorship, right? Deal with Oakley. and the tournament. But anyway, I think that's cool. I jokingly said, you know, the Masters, you know, followed in your footsteps. But in a way they did. How many other tournaments have sprouted up because they've seen what you folks are doing here at Niagara Falls Country Club and the Porter Cup? Hopefully others are creating more tournaments for women to compete in.
Well, you know, when we first started it, you know, the young lady said, you know, we don't have many options. You know, because, you know, outside of the school realms, there's not a whole lot of tournaments out there. Now it's becoming more international. So there's a lot of young ladies that couldn't play this year just because, you know, there's, you know, tournaments in the UK and Asia. Our defending champion, we've never had one actually to defend. And Lois K. Goh was a really, really well-rounded player that was called by her Philippine government to play in an Asian tournament that was just created. So otherwise, she would have been here.
Mm. That's a long way to go. Jeez. You know what's cool, though, is if you look from the 30,000-foot level, you see women's golf growing. You know, I know there's a synergy with the PGA of America and women's golf and a new major. And just that we had the women's majors this last couple weeks have been exciting.
The U.S. Open last week was great, yeah.
Yeah, and how things have been finishing. And then events like this, and we talk about how many neat golf events are in the Western New York area, and this just adds to the list.
Yeah, to that point, Jeff, you know, we were having this discussion last week at dinner, one at the Memorial, and I don't think it'd be too long before the women's majors will be on PGA Tour radio, you know, being announced. I mean, they're on television. I think it's going to grow to that point. I'd be interested in doing it. I think it'd be great.
I think in 10 you're, it's going to be competing with women's tennis for popularity as far as television and everything else, because there are good players and they do have great golf, and it's exciting, and people like to watch them play and do well.
Absolutely.
Well, and plus because and this is a you made the point that you have to turn ladies away now to play. More kids are taking up the game of golf, I think. More girls, especially even locally, hey, you can play in this Porter Cup. They can come out and watch it and see these things. I'd like to think it's growing, you know, in that regard, where more women, more young ladies are picking up the game of golf.
And I have, I know on my end, I have a class on Wednesday nights with 10 ladies that never took up the game. And this Tuesday, I got another 10 ladies that never took up the game for what we call Get Golf Ready, where you learn to, you know, over 5 weeks, you learn every aspect of the game. And that's what you like to see, people having fun, enjoying the game, if you're a woman. And then you see stuff like this, where the best women amateurs around are coming here to play. And, you know, some of these women will be watching in the Women's Amateur Championship at Augusta and when that event happens. So these things are cool, and this is what makes golf in Western New York growing all the time, always getting better, and we got so many good events, and this is just another one.
The nice thing about that is going to be when they put out the materials for that, what, you know, someone's a top 10 here, that'll be mentioned at Augusta National for their amateur. It would have to be.
Well, we plan to try to piggyback off that whole event. Yeah.
Good idea.
That's great.
Yeah. Brian Oakley, the tournament director of the Women's Porter Cup, which is being held next week. It's the 13th through the 15th. We'll get you information if you want to come out and take in some of the action before we let Brian go here. But he's with us for a few more minutes. All right, so you mentioned some of the players. And last year's defending champion, Lois K. Goh, a unique opportunity for her representing the Philippines. So she won last year, shot a final round 65. Super impressive.
Wow.
But the runner-up is back, correct?
She is. Yes. She's from Payne State.
Lauren Waller is her name. Yes.
And her younger sister's coming with her this year. Wonderful family.
Cool.
Excellent.
And we've got a young lady, as I mentioned to you just pregame here, Angelina Yi from China. And she's just graduating high school and going to Stanford. And she has a world ranking of 152, an amateur ranking, junior ranking of number 7 in the world. She's a Rolex All-American, China national team with tremendous scores.
Yeah, I think you just, even last year, you look at your first, second, and third place. You've got the Philippines, the United States, and Canada represented there. I mean, that's your international feel, I'm sure, that you're looking for here. And that makes it such, I think, a more special event, I'm sure, beyond... I know when we talk every year and come up here for the men's event too, one of the things that I know Cassie has brought up and other members are here that volunteer to work the event, that the interactions with the players and the family that comes is a big piece why I think everybody here loves hosting this event so much. And when you're getting the cultures of all over the world being a piece of that, I'm sure that's what makes it very enjoyable too.
It really does. It you know, to hear these, there's three young ladies that are coming from Australia this year that have never played in the tournament, and they all know each other. And it's refreshing to have them come, and I'll tell you, their resumes are unbelievable. The way that they present themselves and their goals, and you know, they want to get into, you know, a scholarship into a U.S. college, and it's tremendous. We've got a young lady named Anna Redding. She was second in the Sally this year. She's all CC. She's University of Virginia. We've got our Canadian national team coming back, led by Maddie Surik from Texas A&M. And she's first three-time All-American at Texas A&M. You've got a newcomer, which I'm really excited about. Her name's Bailey Tardy. She's from University of Georgia.
Great name.
And
yep.
she
makes her tee time on time.
Yeah.
That's right.
And she placed first in the U.S. Women's Open qualifier last year. She was on the 2016 U.S. Curtis Cup team. She holds the Atlanta Athletic Club course record at Riverside of 64.
That's
wow.
Pretty good.
Huh, that's awesome. Brian, you should mention, I know before we move forward, your members help make this possible, but so do some sponsors. So why don't you mention the sponsors that have stepped up to help make this happen?
Yeah, you know what? We couldn't do it without the sponsors to do it properly. Let me put it that way. We've got Mount St. Mary's Center for Women that have stepped up again this year to us. Aries Transportation. Channel 2 News does a great job for us. They run a commercial for us. You know, they're our guest speaker this year, Heather Prozek. We've got Niagara Crossings Hotel in Lewiston. We've got Calspan that have stepped up. It's tremendous, and we really appreciate their help.
It seems like there's, with the women's golf, there's much more international flavor than maybe even the Porter Cup, because the women, they seem to be coming from, golf's more international for the women. Would that be a fair statement, or?
Um, I I'm not sure, actually. You know, I had never done a comparison as to how many we have international to the men's, because I know with the men's we still have a lot of Aussies, et cetera. But, you know, this is a way for women to kind of climb out. I mean, there's a lot of scholarships out there. I'll be honest with you. If I had a daughter and I have two boys, I'd be pushing her towards golf because there's a lot of opportunities there.
Oh, yeah. I tried. I failed.
As a college golf coach or former college golf coach, that's a fact. Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities for women to go play golf because of Title IX and the equivalency in scholarships. It does create a lot of opportunities for girls who, hey, just want to play golf for fun maybe in college even, but you can get some scholarship money if you play halfway well.
All right, the tournament starts, starts Tuesday or is that a Wednesday?
Wednesday's the first day.
Wednesday's the first day. Tuesday they start with their practice rounds, and then it's a three-round event, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And am I assuming that the same things, the perks of the men's Porter Cup, they get to do the Niagara Falls visit and they staying with area families and members and things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have host families that take care of a lot of these young ladies, which is very appreciated. It's all members. And we do the Maid of the Mist, of course, for them. We have a nice little gift when they come in this year. We have FootJoy shoes for all the girls. And then we also have, the players' dinner in which, we're spicing it up a little bit this year. We've got a little photo booth for the girls. And,
yeah, cool.
And it just, you know, we're thinking outside the box, put it that way.
Yeah. So for those that want to come and spectate, I know you talked about a dozen or so names of people playing. For those that might want to follow what could be an eventual winner here, if you were going to go out there and throw a couple names out of ladies you think that might end up being our champion here, what would you say?
Well, you know, as the ladies I mentioned, the Canadian team is always right there. Yeah. This young lady from China is going to probably show her hand. And, of course, this Bailey Tardy that I mentioned, I'm pretty excited to have play.
So. Do you need volunteers? I'm thinking if anybody is listening out there and saying, man, I'd love to help out with that tournament. Are you still accepting volunteers? And
absolutely.
How do you do it?
Yeah. They just would show up. We're always looking for people that are, willing to help with hospitality. We want these young ladies to feel, welcome and that the whole area is embracing them, not just the country club .
All right, so they should call the club and ask for you?
They can call me. My number's available. They just go to the Porter Cup website, and it's right there.
Okay, awesome.
Right. And the spectating, again, free for anybody
Absolutely.
That wants to come to attend, right?
Yep. And actually, we've got, you talk about young ladies, we've got 20 Buffalo First Tee young ladies coming on Tuesday, and then we'll mentor them with a couple of the golfers and talk to them and let them do some putting, et cetera.
Oh, cool. Awesome. That's great.
Can you guarantee the view we had this morning all week? Man, that was pretty neat.
I'm going to try.
That's right. Hey, before we let Brian go, let's get in our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Jeff, we'll get your opinion, and then, of course, Brian, who is very familiar with this course as well. Tip on playing this course well. You coached here. You've played here. What would – if you were you had the entire group of women that were going to go out and play in this event here, what would you tell them about how to play well at this course?
You know, I think the fairway, hitting fairways, I think, for me, would be important around here. The rough can get pretty snaggly, and you need a lot of speed to get out of the rough, and once the greens firm up, length, for these girls shouldn't be too much of a problem. I'd say they got to keep the ball in the fairway, keep the ball in front of them as much as possible. And the other thing is putt uphill. Some of these greens, some of these pins can be difficult. So you'd want to have uphill putts at as many of these pins as possible.
Brian, you want to jump in? What do you think also about playing this course? What advice would you give to the ladies?
Well, one of the things I've seen over the years is, this is hard to say, but sometimes the ladies are smarter than the guys. Yep. And the guys always want to go for it.
Why is that hard to say?
Yeah.
And that's true ladies, in life, not just golf, right?
I see a ring on your finger. Come on.
The girls are so strategic, okay? They don't want to just – they want to position the ball on their second shot, and that's so important in this course.
Yeah, and that's what I concur, because it's – you want to putt uphill. You want to be in the fairway. You don't want to be chasing or trying to get yourself back into position around the golf course here.
To that point, you got to play the angles at this course. I think some of those dog legs, you can hit in the fairway and be shut off. Like, you really got to know your spots.
Yep. And the finish to this course, for those that are familiar with, it's got a great risk reward. It's got some very challenging holes. The 17th hole is a very challenging par 4, a dramatic par 3 finish. You've got some holes where you can try to go for it with some of the shorter par 4s in the back there. I think it always sets up for a great men's finish, and I know the women as well.
Didn't the winner shoot 65 in the final round last year, right?
Yes.
65 around here is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you come out and watch, you're going to see great, great golf.
Brian, before we let you go here, just information again for those that are willing or wanting to come out and spectate, just go over those details again for us, please.
Yeah, I mean, you're more than welcome. The course is wide open. You can follow the young ladies. They have tags on their bags, and we have a list of who you're actually following. And then, of course, we have the brochure that tells you what schools they're from and who they are. And we encourage the interaction. And they're more than willing to talk to young people and interface, so it's all good.
Awesome. PorterCup.com if you're looking for all the information. Again, the 6th annual Women's Porter Cup starts on June 13th on Wednesday. Round 1 will begin at 8 in the morning. Brian Oakley, the tournament director. Brian, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Good luck for a great week.
Yes, and hope good weather, weather as well, too.
Yeah, weather's going to be fine.
That's right.
It's going to be good.
All right. We'll step aside here. More on the Porter Cup and also the Men's Porter Cup qualifier event coming up here soon. Cassie Stein, also a part of the big team here that gets this event going. She'll join us next. We still have to preview next week's U.S. Open on the men's side, and we'll talk about our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge coming up here as we roll on from Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. The sun is up. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for our PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult-assisted living.
Back here in Lewiston at Niagara Falls Country Club, the Women's Porter Cup is next week, starts on Wednesday as we continue to talk here on Tee to Green. We are live, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. More on the Women's Porter Cup here coming up in just one moment, but you heard there, time for our PGA Champions Tour report. No event this week on the Champions Tour, but last week the Principal Charity Classic, Bernhard Langer got himself back in the winner's circle. It's been quite a while, Kevin, since he had won.
He took the PGA off because his son graduated. But, yeah, back in the winner's circle.
Yep, he won last week over Woody Austin by one.
Aquaman.
That's right.
You play with Aquaman, right?
I used to play a ton of golf with Woody Austin back at Saddlebrook a long, long time ago. Yeah, I never, ever, ever thought that guy would play the tour, to be honest, when I played with him.
Yes, so, there he is.
He played in a President's Cup.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
that's where we got the nickname Aquaman.
He's a different bird, yes.
We will get to the PGA Tour leaderboard.
Most guys named Woody are,
That's right. The St. Jude Classic. We'll get to that leaderboard in a minute, but there are a couple Champions Tour players in this event this week. So
Memphis St. Jude, which, by the way, next year is going to be a World Golf Championship, and
right.
I think it's going to go to August.
They're going to,
which
move
will
it.
Be
yeah.
You'll melt in August in Memphis.
That's a job you'll.
I worked that event once. It was the final round. It was 98. Saturday, third round. The CBS runners told me it's the first time they ever allowed to wear shorts, and it was 98 degrees. With 100% humidity.
Yeah, that's fine.
One hole in, I need to change my shirt. Like,
no,
it was
thanks.
Like, whoa. All right, anyway.
Sorry. Anyway, a couple of
too much info, Kevin.
Champions
sorry.
Tour players that are participating this week on the PGA Tour. Steve Stricker is the highest. He's 14th.
Yeah.
He's four under par.
And for my buddy Adam, I told him to pick Strick this week. He's like, you sure? I go, it's one of those you can only use once pools. I'm like, Stricker plays well on this course.
And your John Daly update, he's also participating this week. He shot an opening round 79 and then withdrew yesterday.
Oh, typical.
Well, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, he popped his knee.
Yeah.
He said his knee popped out, and he tried to put it back in and couldn't finish.
Okay.
No comment.
That's right. Anyway, so we'll go a little bit more into
detail. He's not doing yoga, Jeff. I'll make a comment. JD's not doing yoga, so.
Hit the gym.
On the leaderboard coming up here in just a moment. But let's get to our second guest here from Niagara Falls Country Club, Cassie Stein, Porter Cup director, Porter Cup many hats. Right, Cassie?
Kind of. That's sure, right. We can go with that.
That's right. That wasn't the smoothest intro by me. But
that's okay.
I know you've got about 10 titles here, so I just figured I would throw it
Listen,
all out there.
Listen, she runs the men's Porter Cup. That's all you need to know.
That's right, which is a lot of work. And
yes.
We know from her
But she must enjoy it because she keeps doing it.
That's right.
I'm still here, right?
Is this year three or four for you?
Oh, boy. I think it's four.
Four.
I can't
even
keep track.
That's right. So many. And you're also, though, helping out in terms of getting the Women's Porter Cup going here, too. So how about just your thoughts on that event as it gets started here on Wednesday?
The women are incredible to watch. Their accuracy off the tee with their irons. I mean, they make it look so easy. I wish I had the game like that, you know? But they are so fun. They're so friendly. They come in here and they're like part of the community, you know? And it's great for the club. It's great for Western New York, and we love having them here.
I think it's just, it's a cool event that now is in its sixth year. And for those that maybe missed the start of the show that are just joining us, we had the Women's Porter Cup director, Brian Oakley, on to start the show. And he had said it definitely has grown from year one to year six.
Oh, my gosh. We had 36 players the first year. Now we're up to, what did he say, 75?
75.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it's such a global game. I mean, you see that on the LPGA Tour now. But even in the women's amateur game, I mean, I think Brian mentioned the Philippines, China, Australia, New Zealand. Like, we have so many players, Mexico, from all over the world. And these are the next stars for the LPGA. And we couldn't be more excited that they're here.
Yeah, you see the quality of the field growing every year. I mean, we come back every year to do this. And every time we look, the field gets better and better.
You know, it's our sixth year, but I think this is the first time we've had a top 20 player in the world amateur golf rankings, which is kind of incredible because it's only our sixth year, but it is also our sixth year. So, you know, it's really progressing nicely, and this is only going to get better and better and bring in the best in the world.
Well, you guys, the club should be very proud, actually, that it you know, at now, at this stage, and you
Thank
think
you.
About year 10, what it's going to be, right? I mean, I can't believe it's 6 years already that this is going to be the sixth one. Because I remember coming out for the first year, and we filmed something with Brooke Henderson, who was the first-year champion with a great 63 in the final round?
62
in the final round.
Right?
To win. Like,
What a great name, though, to have as your first champion, right?
Second champion.
Second year?
Yep. She's a second champion?
Yep. Cassie Cathrea was our first champion.
My bad.
No, it's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
And then she goes out, in less than 2 years to win a women's major. So, yeah it's pretty incredible.
She just lost her grandfather, by the way. They're within listening distance. So, condolences to her and her family.
How about just the procedure? I know that you have such a heavy workload of organizing the event in terms of getting players here to play. So what is Brian doing now here with the women and you with the men in terms of just like, what is that procedure like so everybody can understand about?
Yeah.
I guess in some sense it's like recruiting but organizing and finding out who can go and, you know, you're talking with college coaches and reps and things like that.
It's a little bit of everything you just said. You know, phone calls, text messages, Twitter DMs. Like that's how kids, you know, coordinate now. I just got one on the men's qualifier the other day. He's like, can I get in still? You know, we're really close to capacity. And emails, talking with coaches, going out to these tournaments and actually talking to these kids, meeting these kids. And, it's a lot of fun, but it is a lot of organization and couldn't do it with a lot of, you know, people around here and just help from everyone.
So. We were trying to get the handicap lowered, raised a few ticks so Brian could get an exemption into the qualifier. Can we work that out?
We can work on it.
They need to raise it a little more.
A little more, yeah.
What is it, three, right?
Yes.
Three
or
less?
Yes.
Index,
3.0
index, right?
3.0, yes,
index.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I
think we both need a little.
Want to sound like whatever. Even if you're a three, you're going to have a hard time. You'd have a very, very difficult time competing against these players.
But that's the beauty of it, though, right?
Yeah.
If you get to that point, you want to really see where your game's at.
Right. Yeah. You know? If you think you're good, come on out and test yourself against the big guys.
Well, and there's a tie in here. The web.com tour event, kind of cool that your champion will get an exemption to next year's. LeCom Health Challenge.
Yeah, so actually, if I could cut you off really quick.
Please do.
No,
no.
Wow, that's weird.
But actually, LeCom has been so great to us this year that actually, Brandon Wu, last year's champion, is actually going to play this year.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
So, which is really, really incredible. We're super excited about it. I know a bunch of us are headed down there 4th of July week to go see him and obviously just the tournament in general. But, yeah, he's going to be playing. So he'll be
That's
playing
great.
That week, take a week off, and then he's coming back here to defend, which is even better
oh, that's
for
great.
Us.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're really excited. I don't know if a lot of people know that, so I'm happy to share
oh,
it with all of you guys.
He's playing as an amateur, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good for him.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I think that's going to help. I mean, how has it helped your DMs on Twitter from players to say, hey, I want to come play in the Porter Cup now because I can get into the LeagueCom next year?
Yeah. People are so interested in it, and they're so excited. I keep saying this, but it's the next step. It's really hard to go just to the PGA Tour now. I think it's TJ Vogel that's doing it now. He's Monday qualifying, and I think it's like seven almost consecutive weeks. He's just Monday qualifying.
That's remarkable what he's doing.
Remarkable, and it's so hard to do. So that web.com tour is the next step to the PGA Tour if you want to be one of those future superstars. So this is going to help all these amateurs, all these up-and-coming professionals to play in that tournament.
I think it's awesome that the top amateur tournament in the area is going with the professional tournament, that the synergy there just makes sense.
Isn't there a piece, too, with the International Junior Masters, also, too, with that winner playing here? Is that right?
So, yes, that
so
is.
So, now it's like three-layered.
Right. New Era is involved with the American Junior Golf Association, too, which there's a tournament in between the LeagueCom Health Challenge and our tournament.
Yep.
So actually that winner is going to get an exemption into ours too if he can stay around for the following week.
And that's going to be at
week.
Peak, right?
Yes, that is also
AGGA,
at peak. Yep. So it's in between. There's three major tournaments, men's tournaments,
awesome.
Boys tournaments, in July, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, a lot of people ask, a lot of people ask, well, why don't we have a PGA tournament? I'm like, well, hang on a second. You look what we have here in Western New York, it clustered together, which is great, and, you know, you have the Canadian Open, which every year they say, oh, it's the last one, they keep extending it. But we've got some great golf here in Buffalo, in Western New York. So,
oh, yeah, Rochester. Yeah,
yeah I mean, yes. I mean,
that's our market.
Yep.
Now, is Gavin Hall back, or is he turned professional?
No, he turned professional.
Did he? Okay.
Yes. It's unfortunate, but I mean, it's his time. I think he played in like,
a lot.
19 tournaments.
This is
Gavin
Hall's U.S. Open.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
And is he going to be like the Phil Mickelson of the Porter
Cup?
That's
what I think.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, like that's
unfortunately for him, but fortunately we're talking about him because he's a great player.
Great,
yeah,
he had another chance last year.
I know. I felt like it was heartbreaking. Really.
Yeah, everybody was rooting for him,
and he's from here, so like you get it. You know, the members get attached to him even more, and you just feel that pull, but. We wish him the best of luck, and he's, you know, he stayed in touch, and
he's such
great.
A good kid, too,
Yeah.
So it's hard not to root for him.
Right.
So
he's a lefty also. That's the other connection.
Yes. So you said the defending champion is back, Wu.
Brandon Wu is back, yep.
Any other tidbits you can tell us for the men's side here?
Yeah.
I know we're still a little out.
We're a little out, but we have, I think, close to 60 players in the field already, which is awesome for, 60, but we'll get up to, 78, somewhere in that range. But I don't know if you guys remember Tian Ling Guan.
Yes, I remember
from
that
the name. Masters. He made the cut as the youngest player.
Yeah.
He is playing this year. Yes,
wow.
He is. He'll be a sophomore at the University of Arizona. We have, I think the final count was 17 players from the top 200 in the World Amateur Golf Rankings. Three of them being from Australia, who are three top players, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Shea Wools Cobb. What a name, right?
That's a good
sounds
name.
Australian.
Exactly. And then we also had John Pock just join our field, and he is from Florida State University, and he's also in the top 50. I think he's ranked 35 in the world. So the field's coming along nicely. I really can't complain about it. We're going to have a great field.
Is Phil going to give his brother Tim the week off to come and play? Tim Mickelson used to play here
quite
often.
All the time. I know. I don't think he's going to swing it this year.
Okay.
He always emails me, too. He's like, Cassie, it's U.S. Open, or it's Open Championship week. I'm like, yes, Tim, I know.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever. I'd rather not carry the bag. I'd rather play.
Tim, Tim, super nice guy.
Who's now a full-time caddy for Phil.
Full-time caddy for Phil,
that,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he was John Rahm's coach and then agent, and so.
And a long-time Arizona State golf coach.
Yes. And so I would,
And he used to play in this event for many years.
Right. Yeah, it's a great play. Yeah. I was talking to him at the Canadian Open, actually, a few years ago about, hey, Porter Cup. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. I got to
He actually stayed with my parents. So that's how we know Tim.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that event is coming up in mid-July or so, and we'll be here for the final round of that morning doing our show. Looking forward to that. How about just anybody that is thinking about that qualifier again, just if you want to get that information out.
Yeah, June 25th. Honestly, guys, it's really close to being full. Like, we are looking at it daily to see how many more players sign up because we're close to 100, and that's our max, especially on a day out here.
You can play that day, can't you?
There'll be a lot of white belts.
Again, the handicap thing. Right.
Well, yeah. I just know. You know, this is your chance to get a special exemption.
I could get a special exemption.
Why not?
We can talk.
Do they let me play from the white tees during that, too?
No, you just got to wear a white belt.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Excellent. Sorry, Cassie, to interrupt you. Go ahead.
You got a few spots open.
Any shot to get a jab, and these guys love it. So.
Yeah, only a few spots left. You know, get your application in as soon as possible. But
is that at PorterCup.com?
PorterCup.com. Right up top, there's a bar right there that says, you know, sign up for the qualifier. But, yeah, we're really close to being capacity, which is really, really nice.
And that's 18 holes one day. How many spots are open in the qualifier?
You know, normally with 100 players, we give about 10 spots, which is really, really nice for the locals and anyone who really wants to play that just, you know, is trying to get that summer schedule in order but may not have the resume throughout the year.
Right.
It's a grind, that 18 holes, but it's worth it.
Is Jamie Miller in your field?
He is not.
Okay. He may have to go through the qualifier, that guy.
I haven't looked at the full qualifier list, but I know that there's a few names on there that I'm really excited to see about.
Roman Luther, is he...
Not in the field, but maybe playing in the qualifier?
Come on, Roman. Come on, buddy. All right. Just saying. These are some of the...
You're calling people out here.
These are the locals.
Well, these are the local
guys.
These are the guys you'd have to beat, Brian. And, you know, I think Jeff and I are both questioning whether or not you could beat Jamie Miller or Roman Luther. I couldn't.
I can't beat Jamie. No chance.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
I don't know why you think I think I can beat him.
Because you have the distance. No, you know what? All serious, because you have the distance. You hit it the furthest of the three of us.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. What do you put on the card at the end?
When
yeah.
these guys hit it to 5 feet and I'm in the bunker,
well,
that's a big difference.
No, here's where it does matter, because I played in the ham-am here with the competitors, and they have it handicapped, and you have to play the same tees if you're in the single digits, and... Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, I did, and it was John Peterson the 1 year, right, who may be quitting the tour because he may not make enough of the medical exemption and wants to, you know, has a job lined up for him in commercial real estate and has a kid and some different priorities in life. But I remember thinking I hit a good one, and then Peterson would get up there and just blow it by me. I was like, wow.
Well, they all do.
That's what I'm saying. It's incredible. The clubhead speed, ball speed that, you know, these players have, even the amateurs, the ones that don't ever make it on tour, that they're so good.
That's right.
So that's why I was saying that. I was trying to give you a compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. You're always so kind.
See how tough this job is, Cassie?
I can see that now. I don't know if I want to be a part of this.
That's right. That's right. Cassie, see what you've walked into. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, you
know,
we should play a round of golf, Cassie, the four of us, and then you'll see. You know, you'll be our fourth, and you'll be like, I'm never doing that again.
That's right.
No. Come on, guys.
Cassie Stein, the...
Wait,
director.
Do you have to walk in the qualifier?
Yes.
You can't ride a cart with
the... We're out.
You can't have the cart with the
Scratch
cooler.
Scratch that whole conversation. We're done.
That's right. That's right.
That big staff bag here is kind of stuff to carry around.
Especially with all the booze I have in it. No, I'm kidding.
Right. All the information to sign. If you want to get that last-minute sign-up for the Porter Cup qualifier, PorterCup.com. The Women's Porter Cup starts this week on Wednesday, first round, 8 a.m., The Men's Porter Cup, which, again, we'll be talking about more throughout our upcoming weeks here, is in mid-July. Cassie, thanks so much for coming on and joining the circus here.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk about that qualifier.
Yeah, let's...
Afterwards.
That's right. Later in the year. Later afterwards. All right, time out. We'll preview next week's Men's U.S. Open when we return. And Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming to join us to talk about our majors contest. As Tee to Green rolls on here from Niagara Falls Country Club. We're in the scoring tent area. Nice spot to be here today, along with PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green from Niagara Falls Country Club right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel.
7:45, welcome back. We are at Niagara Falls Country Club. So we're getting you ready for the Women's Porter Cup, starting on Wednesday, the first round at 8 o'clock, PorterCup.com. WoodsToWedges.com, all the information. We want to thank Men's Tournament Director Cassie Stein for joining us last segment. We had a lot of fun there. And Brian Oakley before that. If you're just tuning in and you want to hear all the information about the Porter Cup, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet it out in just a little bit at Brian WGR. We will talk to Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel in just one moment. But as you heard there, it is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf and Donald Ross. And they are at TPC Southland for the FedEx St. Jude Classic this week. Dustin Johnson shot a 63 yesterday and has a one-shot lead over Andrew Putnam and Ryan Blom. The next big name, I guess, that people would probably want to keep an eye on, Brent Snedeker, is 3-back, minus 7. Rochester's Dominic Boselli, minus 5. Brooks Koepka, who will defend his U.S. Open title next week, is also minus 5. Phil Mickelson, who usually always plays this week, is at minus 4. So there's some of your big names, but Dustin Johnson will be in the final group today at 140. That tournament is in Memphis. Next week, it is the U.S. Open. And before we get to our preview and our picks, we want to bring in Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Is, of course, they're a part of our Batavia Downs Gaming Majors Challenge. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. We're excited again about our Majors Challenge. It was a big success for the Masters. We're doing it again here for the U.S. Open. But before we talk about that, I know today's a big day for you. I'll see you later today. It is the final leg of the Triple Crown today at Batavia Downs. Well, not at Batavia Downs, but I know you guys are having a big party for it. It's the Belmont today.
Yes, it is going to be probably one of the craziest days in the history of Batavia Downs. We have the Belmont party, and it's a Triple Crown possibility with Justify racing against 9 other horses there at Elmont in Elmont, New York, at Belmont Park. But also today is our Bourbon and Whiskey Fest. So those of you who like bourbon and whiskey, come on out.
Kevin is listening.
$40 going to get you a free T-shirt, get you bourbon sampling for 4 hours from 3 to 7. 20 different brands, but 40 different types of bourbon will be there for you to sample at 0.25-ounce increments, of course. Want everyone to sample responsibly. But that's going to be going out at Batavia Downs at the same time. We also have a Colton RV show in the parking lot. And, of course, we show the UFC fights for free at night. And those of you who are wrestling fans might know that CM Punk is fighting tonight in only his second ever UFC bout. So a tip-top, from head-to-toe day at Batavia Downs with events going on.
All right, my day just changed, I think, here.
Now, you're throwing chicken wings in Kevin's there.
Yeah, well, it's real important. Can I stay in a Colton RV tonight after the bourbon tasting?
That's a good question for the Colton RV folks. But I you gentlemen, I know Brian will be there, but Kevin, if you want to come out, I got free tickets for you, no problem.
Oh, I'd love to. We have four diamond games today. Between softball and baseball.
You got a nice day for it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, man, that sounds like an awesome time. Seriously, the bourbon and whiskey tasting, that is what a deal, for sure. This can be this race is the toughest to win, isn't it, for the Triple Crown horse? Not because of pressure of the third, but it's a little longer distance, correct?
Yes, it's the longest of the three Triple Crown races. They call it the Test of the Champion. It's a mile and a half. You won't see horses go a mile and a half probably ever in their lives, except for in the Belmont Stakes. So I think what you'll probably see is a lot of the horses break out of the gate and not challenge early. If you guys watched the Preakness, which I know you guys did, you'll remember that Justify almost got beat at the line by Bravazo, and it's because he got challenged early and he tired up, he got tired. So I don't think any horses are going to really try to challenge him early, but they really, once they come down that final stretch, it's an extra furlong there, so it's or extra couple furlongs, I should say. So it's truly a tough race.
Ryan Hasenauer, the marketing director from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, joining us here as we talk about what is a big day, of course, in the horse racing industry, but also he's on here to talk about our U.S. Open. It's our Majors Challenge, our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge contest. You can sign up. We'll get you the information here in just one moment how you can sign up, but for those that didn't participate in the Masters, it's a really, really cool contest. It's easy to do. You pick three golfers. You're hoping, obviously, to pick the top three if you can do it. But whoever ends up finishing with the best three in terms of money earned from the tournament that the pros win, you'll win a great prize pack from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. It gets you a night in their great brand-new hotel. It gets you a restaurant credit gift card and also $50 in free play So a really, really great prize pack, Ryan. And I know that you guys are super pumped about how the hotel is really taken off and running here since you guys have just opened it recently.
Yeah, the hotel truly makes it an entertainment destination for Batavia Downs. If you're looking to book a wedding, you're looking to have some sort of events, you know, be it a wedding shower, baby shower, or even just like your girls or guys' night out, that allows people to come on site, have some fun, stay a little bit later than they want to, have a couple extra pops downstairs, and not have to get anywhere, not have to drive their car, not have to call an Uber or anything like that. They can simply just kind of head upstairs to the hotel. So thanks to all the guys from the hotel for really being a great partner to us, and we bring events to each other, so we're always looking to have events there that kind of draw new people into the facility like we're doing today, and they're a big part of that. So thanks to the hotel guys for sure.
All right, I got a quick bourbon thing for Ryan. Blanton's,
yeah.
I never heard of this, what they do with the horse. They have thoroughbreds in the bottle, and it's a thing to collect each letter and it's a different part of the horse in the full trot, in full gallop, if you will. So, like, the B has a different one than the L, the A, the N, different segments of a thoroughbred in the gallop on top of the bottle. Really cool.
That is neat. I just
want to throw that out there.
Pretty cool.
All right, since you're having a bourbon tasting today, I just thought I'd tie that together.
I know more about bourbon now than I did. Right. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyway, so our
Brian's looking at me like, thanks, Kevin. You're extending the show.
No,
for
it's
that.
It's a good story. People today might find that out.
Okay.
It fits well. It fits well with the horse race.
That's all right, man.
That's right. All right. So here's what you do again. Email us the names of any three golfers. And and our tiebreaker is a finishing winning score in relation to par. Don't forget the U.S. Open. It's a little tighter there. So Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. Again, Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. I just tweeted out the info. It's got all the rules. But essentially the rules are this. Email your three golfers, the finishing winning score in relation to par, to Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. And your money earned by your three players will give you a total dollar amount. And the entry with the highest amount of money based upon the U.S. Open winnings wins a great Batavia Downs gaming prize pack. So
that is a nice pack.
Yeah. You can only win this once, by the way.
That's right. So that entry, send it again to that email. It's super easy to sign up. I post the results on Twitter at BrianWGR, so you can look for that on Monday after it's over with. And I'll be on the air, Ryan, with you at 2 o'clock today on WGR, as we'll have the Belmont show going.
Yeah, we'll be live from 34 Rush there to watch the festivities as everyone kind of comes in the 34 Rush, and I'll probably be back and forth. We'll bring Todd over, too, of course, but I'll be back and forth as I visit the Bourbon Fest. Anyone wanting to buy tickets, they are going to be available at the door, or you can go to BataviaConcerts.com, get tickets for that Bourbon Fest, or our upcoming MMA event, our upcoming wrestling event, or our huge 8-date concert series, which kicks off with Eddie Money in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, boy, Kev.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Just, wow. Okay.
Good times over there, Patrick.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
The money man.
Ryan, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your support of the show here, and I'll see you a little before 2 for our show today.
Sounds great. Thanks again for the time, guys.
All right, you got it. Brian Hasenauer, the great marketing director from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. The Majors Challenge, again, I just tweeted it out at BrianWGR. Sign up. You got to sign up. 11:59 p.m. Wednesday. That's the deadline. As soon as it hits midnight, cut off. So make sure you get in before
that. Well, you know, someone ought to take our picks and make it their pick, right?
That's right.
We'll pick.
Well, that's what we're
going to
do right now. So here's our official U.S. Open preview here. For those of you that haven't looked ahead, it is at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in Southampton. In the last time it was held there, 2004, Retief Goosen beat Phil Mickelson. They were the only two golfers under par that week. Goosen beat Mickelson by 2. How about this? Mickelson in the New York area majors. I know this is kind of far out on Long Island, but we're going to call Shinnecock.
Sure.
He had the two times that it was at Shinnecock, 95 when Corey Pavin won.
Wow, that
was great
five-wooder
from the fairway.
Yeah,
on 18. Mickelson was 4th. The other time it was at Shinnecock, he was 2nd.
Right.
Beth Page, 2nd and 2nd. Wingfoot has the lead on the 18th tee, hits the hospitality tent. We all know how that ends.
That was
he
Ogilvy,
finishes
right?
Tied for 2nd. So in the New York area majors, he's got a 2 or a T2 in 4 of the 5 and then a 4th.
So does that mean you're picking him?
So he's playing well this week. So does that mean I'm picking him?
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
He finally gets it done. He says he loves the setup. He said this is his favorite U.S. Open setup that he's seen yet. I'm picking him.
All right.
Phil Mickelson.
Good pick.
I think it's a bad pick, but my heart will be rooting for
him.
Well,
he gave all those stats. You couldn't not pick him.
That's that. Right. Yeah. I led up to that. So Phil Mickelson is my pick.
All right. I'm going to go with Ricky Fowler.
Just got engaged yesterday, by the way.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah, and that's part of the reason. It'll take some of the pressure off him. Now he doesn't have to worry about that stuff. But but he's been playing well this year.
I don't think he was worried about
no.
Ricky, I want to come back as Ricky
I think he
Fowler,
rushed into yeah. it, yeah. But I'll talk to him later. But I think he's been playing well this year. I think he's got a well-rounded game. I think he's due, and it's like an engagement can take some of the pressure off you and just let you go out there and have some fun playing golf, and it's a big week for him. I think he'll do well.
I'm going with Justin Rose.
I like it.
Just, you know, he won a couple weeks ago, played well at Memorial last week. I like Rosie.
Good swing. Yeah,
yeah, solid. His second U.S. Open.
Been playing good all year.
Yep.
He won at Marion in
2013. Beat Phil. Didn't Phil finish second there?
I think he finished
second. Everybody
there
wins
too.
The U.S. Open beats Phil. Same by a shot or whatever. Yeah, he's finished second how many times in the Open now? Is it four?
Six or
is it
six,
that many?
I think it's six times.
Is it really?
Man. Yeah.
I'd love to see him win this week.
Yeah, he would be like everybody's rooting for him. He's running out of time. By the way, I saw a major champion who doesn't compete much at all anymore tweet out that they should have invited Retief Goosen, given him a special exemption because he's the last guy that won there. And I'm like, no.
I disagree. Yeah, I agree with
it's
you.
14 years ago.
And he hasn't done anything lately.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not like it was. Listen, you get a 10-year.
That's
pretty used
good.
To. I think you get five now, but it used to be 10 years. Like, what more do you want?
That's
listen, a two-time U.S. Open champion, great champion. But so we're going to give Andy North, you know, an exemption every year? Like, no, you can't.
Well, then what do you do, give it to Pavin this week?
Corey Pavin.
Right, yeah. I mean,
I think Floyd won it there in the 80s. Ray Floyd, he's not playing. The Westgate, if we're interested, has Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy as the co-favorites. 12-1. Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, and Jordan Spieth are 14-1. Tiger Woods, 16-1, along with Jason Day. There's your top seven right there.
I want to pick Spieth, but he's just he's fighting something.
The short putts.
Well, he was fighting illness and where he lost a lot of weight and going into the year, and he's trying to get his strength back. But yeah, he's fighting something. Not only with the putter, but with the driver too. Like after the first round Memorial, he was on the range banging driver after driver after driver after driver after the first round, trying to find it.
And then it gets in your head, you know, if all of a sudden that driver, you can get the yips with the driver like you can with the putter, and you lose your confidence with the driver, it's tough to get back.
Rory's not a bad pick, by the way, because I talked to him after round three when he went out and shot a 64, which is a low round at Emir Field, and he said, yeah, I found something on the range this morning.
Yeah, he finds something every day, that guy.
Yeah, incredible talent.
That's right. Yeah, looking forward to watching it. It's one of the beautiful scenes. I was there in 04 and saw that. I remember being there on the seventh hole, they're par three, they're hosing the green in between. I can guarantee you that they won't have that come again. I'm sure that'll be brought up, but they really let it get burnt and out of hand that week. Guys were hitting the dead center of the green and that would not stay, and the ball just would come off the green.
Well, but they lost the course.
They've lost the course. I think they've learned their. I think that was like that was the pinnacle of people ripping the USGA. For course setup. Then, of course, a few years ago at Oakmont, remember Dustin Johnson, the possible stroke penalty.
Right.
They didn't handle that well.
Why is
a lot of things that have gone on at this event that is called controversy.
And why is every U.S. Open course, Jeff, all this open link style now? Because you go back to where were they?
There's a reason.
Oakmont.
Well, you had
Chambers Bay.
Oakmont, Chambers Bay, Erin Hills, now Shinnecock. That's four in a row.
They're trying to part of it is their global. They want to have courses that are more natural. They want to get rid of there's a lot of courses where there shouldn't be trees. They want courses that use less water. There is a plan when they pick courses like that. And but the USGA has softened and changed their view. I don't think you'll see as brutal a course setup this week as you have in the past. Lately, they've really changed how they look at these tournaments, and I think they're doing a much better job.
Last year, the scores was incredible.
Yeah,
Brooks Koepka. So
yeah, I don't think it'll happen this year.
Scoring.
Okay, we have 10 seconds. Duster Challenge. It's Friday, August 3rd at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. An awesome event. We're going to give away a spot right here.
Yeah, we'll give away a spot right now. Caller number 5.
803-0550.
803-0550. Caller 5, you're getting a free entry. It's a $50 value into the Duster Challenge. It'll be the most fun you've had putting. It's better than putt-putt. It's an awesome time.
Yep. Dinner, really drinks, yes. Music. It's fun.
Yeah,
giveaways.
It all benefits the Western New York PGA's Hope and Reach Foundation.
Reach Foundation,
to help veterans programs there. So, again, DusterChallenge.com, fifth caller, 803-0550. You get a spot in the tournament.
Awesome. Hey, we want to thank everybody here at Niagara Falls Country Club for sending it up today. Marty Schimmel during the week getting us set up here with our logistics of the event. The tournament director of the Women's Porter Cup, Brian Oakley, and the Men's Porter Cup tournament director, Cassie Stein. We appreciate both of them for joining us here. We wish them good luck. Again, PorterCup.com, the information. Tournament starts on Wednesday here at 8 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We would definitely encourage you to come out and cheer the ladies on. It'll be a fun event to be with. Next week, two-hour show for the U.S. Open. We'll be at Glen Oak.
So looking forward to that.
Get him ready, Jeff.
Awesome. Yep.
All right.
We'll be ready.
Get your brother there making some omelets for us.
That's right. It's 2 hours. We need breakfast.
We do.
We have breakfast sandwiches at the halfway right. House. Will that work out?
I'll place my order.
If I get you two?
I'll place my order with you right now after we get off the air. All right. I'll talk with you, too, for our Belmont party show. Boys,
yeah, we'll
get your wallets out here. Let's see if we can lose another bet. Thanks for joining us here on the Tee to Green Facebook page as we give a wave here from the beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. For PGA Pro, Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, our producer back in our Amherst studios, Derek Kramer. Thank you, Derek. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green every Saturday at 7 right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.